Antichrist 101. That would be a fun title for this show, wouldn't it? Antichrist 101. Gather round, kiddies. We're going to listen to Martin Zender talk about the man of lawlessness. Well, actually, I think that you can't be too diabolically inclined to talk about this topic. Although this has become a cartoon to many people, I understand that. And I will be mocked in certain circles for believing that there's going to be an actual man of lawlessness. Martin, you actually believe that Scripture literally is to be interpreted literally, that there's going to be an actual man who's going to be evil and bring the world under one government? And the answer is yes, I do. But the verse people use to discredit, that's not an idea, the fact of a man of lawlessness is that, I think it's in 1 John, says the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. So Martin, Antichrist is just a theory, it's a spirit, it's something that's inside of all of us. There's an Antichrist in each of us, Martin, and so there's not going to actually be one person who embodies everything that humanity is striving to do, including what we talked about yesterday, which is become one power. And to these people, I always say this. You know, what I should call this show is Introduction to the Antichrist. We'll see. Is that there was also a man of justice. There was a man of righteousness, and it was our Lord Jesus Christ. And some people who would diss the Bible, chop the Bible into pieces, would say that even Jesus Christ was not a literal historical figure. It was a parable of the goodness in all of us. So instead of having good and evil personified in people, like in the Christmas show, Heat Miser and Snow Miser. You ever seen that Christmas snow that show the year without a Santa Claus? You had Heat Miser representing the hot parts of the earth, and you had Snow Miser representing the cold parts. And it just seems so juvenile to have this polarization represented by two individuals. And yet, God does this all the time in the Scriptures. Man of lawlessness, man of righteousness. There's Christ and there's Adam. There's Jacob and there's Esau. And there's all these figures who represent their opposing forces. There will be a man of lawlessness. That doesn't do away with the fact that there is a spirit of Antichrist in the world. I realize that. But it also comes to be personified in a man. And here's the key. As we introduce the Antichrist, we're going to get into more detail as we get into a verse-by-verse dissertation and elaboration of the book of Revelation. And you're being very patient with me. I'm being patient with you, too, because everybody says, come on, Martin, get to chapter 1, verse 1. I know what I'm doing. Let me have it. Okay? Is the fact that the Greek prefix, anti, A-N-T-I, does not mean against Christ. It would be so obvious if a force came against Christ. For instance, the caricature Satan that Christians paint with the pointy tail and the beard and the pitchfork, and he's pure red. You remember in the U.S. we ate Underwood deviled ham. You remember that? And the icon was a little devil. I don't know what deviled ham even is, but the icon is a little red devil, and he's got a pitchfork, and he's got fangs and claws. That's a caricature. That's against Christ. That's going to be so obvious. Nobody would be fooled by that. Christians would rise up to battle against Satan. But this, my friends, is going to be a deception that will fool even the elect, if that were possible. Now, if the elect could be tricked and convinced that this is the perfect solution to the world's ills, then I guarantee you Christianity will fall for it. Because Christianity is not the elect. Christianity is the pop religion who believes everything their pastor tells them. And they get their doctrines out of a fast food window. So they're going to take it hook, line, and sinker. For that to happen, this thing is not going to be antichrist in that it's opposed to Christ. It's going to come instead of Christ. And the man of lawlessness is an antichrist. He doesn't come against him. He comes instead of him. He's going to look like him. And I've said this to you before. The man of lawlessness will be attached to Christianity. He will come from the Western nations. And he will be a good man. It will be a person that if I pointed him out today, if he, indeed he is alive today, you would say, no way. I mean, let me give you an example, just to give you the shock value of this. Think of the nicest old man you can think of. You know, maybe like James Dobson. If anybody, or Billy Graham, let's go with James Dobson. If anybody would point to James Dobson and say, that's the Antichrist, you'd be laughed at. Because people picture the Antichrist as diabolical. He is. But he presents, remember the secret of lawlessness, presents a face of acceptability, of congeniality, bringing the factions of the world together. This is going to be the answer to the unified nations that I talked about yesterday. In fact, the unified nations are going to give the man of lawlessness his stage, going to make for him his stage for him to come and bring everyone together. And I used to think of Jesus' words when he said, many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ. I thought to myself, who is going to believe anybody who says, I'm the Christ? It's like me. I show up in the show and I say, I have some big news for you people. I'm the Christ. You know, and no, that's Martin Zender. I mean, nobody's going to believe some guy in a beard and a white robe coming and saying, I am the Christ. No, it's the next nut job. But this is what Jesus meant. Many will come saying, I am the Christ. In other words, they're going to say that Jesus is the Christ. They're going to acknowledge Jesus as the Christ. Do you see the difference? Many will come saying, I, Jesus Christ, am the Christ. So anybody who comes and acknowledges Jesus Christ as the Messiah, that person's going to be popular in the Christian religion, and he's going to have a great following. He's probably going to acknowledge Muhammad and Buddha and Christ, all the icons of the great religions of the world. That's exactly what's going to happen. So this, again, revolutionizes our thinking when you think instead of against. Now, this brings me to the word Superman. Because we're told that the Antichrist is going to be a Superman. I think there's more truth to this than this being a figure of speech. Ruchinia spoke to us on Monday about the demonic influences, the angels, the messengers that tried to influence humanity in the days of Noah to bring us to ruin the race, to prevent the coming of Jesus Christ. And indeed, they succeeded, except for 8 people. Now, this is very interesting, because what if this human being is not purely human? What if this human being is actually inhabited by spiritual beings or manufactured by spiritual beings? I'm not throwing this out. I used to think this would be crazy, except that the term Superman keeps coming up. And besides the fact that this being is going to end up being tormented in the lake of fire, so he can't be purely human. I think there's going to be an amalgamation of human and demon. And it's going to be the ugliest thing ever. It's going to be smut, just like our friend Smet, who signed and helped draft the League of Nations Charter. But this is going to be the worst thing. It's going to be the, well, that's what 666 is. I'm going to preempt our teaching later on 666, but 6 is the number of man, because it's one short of 7, the number of God, the number of perfection. 7, God loves the number 7. It's sprinkled all over the universe. The number 6 is one short of 7. That is, it's the number of man. And 666 is everything humanity can do. Everything humanity can do will be embodied in the man of lawlessness. Now, I think a perfect example, and I'm not saying that Obama is the Antichrist, because he's not, but there is an example of how this man of lawlessness is going to be engineered. And I use the word engineered maybe not so figuratively. Obama presented himself, well, he was presented to the world as a blank slate. Obama was everything you wanted him to be. There was an innocuous slogan attached to his campaign, namely hope and change. Who doesn't want hope? Who doesn't want change? Therefore, there was nothing controversial. He was every man's man. And he was the one who was going to finally bring the utopia that humanity was looking for. And anyone who appeals to that inbred, inborn sensitivity in humans to make things right, anyone who appeals to that and can do it without being factious, that's the key. You can't actually make a point. You have to be political. What do politicians do? They never say anything that offends anybody. They try to please everybody. That's a very difficult thing to do, but the Antichrist is going to succeed in it because I believe he will have a supernatural ability to do it. It's going to be built, the Antichrist will probably be built upon the unified world, which also will be built. And again, when you see it happening, you're going to know that there are miracles taking place, because otherwise this wouldn't happen, because nobody can agree on anything. So that is a brief introduction to the man of lawlessness. Yes, the spirit of Antichrist is in the world, but it's not just a theory. The spirit of Antichrist will be embodied in a man or a Superman, just as the spirit of righteousness is embodied in our Lord Jesus Christ.